Jason Rollison from Pirates Breakdown, and he and Kevin Cray, who we've had numerous times from the Point of Pittsburgh on the show, along with a couple of folks on the staff here, Josh Taylor and Chris Mack, put together an interesting Pirates guide for the 2018 season. And Jason is joining us on the fan hotline. Jason, Kevin Cray gave me a heads up on this a couple of weeks ago. What made you guys decide that at this time a pirate guide is needed for the fans?
Well, thanks for having me, Tab. And if I could sum up Pirates Guide 2018 in one word, it would probably be a resource. It's a resource for Pirates fans who are not necessarily looking for a glimmer of hope, but looking for a glimmer of understanding, maybe let's put it that way, about what direction the team is taking, although it could be considered a nebulous one at best. And our book is 280 pages of Pirates preview analysis. It's essays on the team from a statistical standpoint and also from the human aspect of baseball that kind of binds us all as fans of the game. And we go into every player, every significant player on the 40-man roster. We take a look at the trends that people need to know about to kind of guide them through what's going to be a difficult season for a lot of fans.
And I think what's interesting is you mix in the analytics, but also analyze the analytics or describe the analytics for, you know, for people who aren't, you know, totally bought into the analytics end of it. And I think that's helpful because it explains a lot, as you say, you know, what the Pirates are trying to accomplish with the pitching staff, defensively, pitch framing, on and on, a whole lot of things like that. It's not your, you know, your typical guide, like a prospect guide.
Right. Well, with our goal, with our book, our goal was to kind of point out statistical trends that Pirates fans need to know for 2018 and beyond, but also explain those trends, explain those analysis, explain those statistics, and more importantly, tie them to why they are important in correspondence with the current state of the team and the NL Central and those around them. So, you know, our book is pretty extensive in that regard. We have a lot of great talent that contributed, and I hope that anyone who buys the book, available now on Amazon and ebook and paperback, will come away having learned a thing or two. And that happens, I'm very happy.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give, you know, people out there an idea, like a for instance. You have a breakdown in one of your chapters on pitch usage by starters and relievers with two strikes. And starters, the highest percentage used with two strikes is a four-seam fastball. As a reliever, it's a slider. So it's those kind of tidbits of information that I find interesting, curious, and, you know, quite frankly, explains a lot about maybe what Ray Searidge is preaching, you know, to a lot of these guys, both the starters and relievers.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the kind words, but you're exactly right. It's these kind of details that the Pirates have to look at in terms of them being a small market team, having to look for any kind of advantage they can, any kind of crack where they can gain a little bit of an edge, and we're going to try to do our best to let fans know what those cracks might be.
And the other thing that I find, too, is you take every player, break them down over the course of years, and you know, what are their weaknesses, what are their strengths, and how that's going to impact the wins and losses on the team this year. I just think there's so much, you know, you almost have to, the book, I'm not going to say it's a difficult read, but it's one of those books where you have to go back and maybe take a look at it again just to understand everything. I mean, that's how much work you put into it.
Well, thanks. It's definitely, you're right. It's definitely not meant to be like a linear left to right, page one to page two, so on kind of read. You know, we kind of break the book up into kind of de facto chapters or sections on pitching, hitting, and, you know, make a couple tables for easy reference too. So, you know, as Chris Mack, who wrote our foreword from 93.7 The Fan, said, you know, take this book, you know, dog ear it, you know, highlight a few sections, come back to during the season, and that's kind of what we're hoping for.
When did this all start for you guys? Was this in the making at some point last season, or did it come at the end of the season? When did it all start?
Well, Kevin and I, Kevin, of course, runs the Point of Pittsburgh. You have him on your show frequently. Yeah. We've been looking for a way to work together for some time, and what we've done is kind of use this as an excuse. I think it started to form around the end of last year when it was kind of pretty apparent that Andrew McCutchen and Gerrit Cole would end up being traded. And once those trades went down, we went full steam saying, you know, look, there's going to be a market for this book because people, the fans, really want to know, like, what direction the team is going in and what to look for this season. So once we really put our full weight behind it, we kind of brought the best of our writers from my site, Pirates Breakdown, Kevin's site, and, of course, Josh Taylor, like you mentioned, and we just went at it, kind of picked out what might be the most intriguing storylines and wrote material around the storylines.
All right, having said that and having done all the research and having put this book together, what's your overall opinion as to where this team is and where it's going in 2018?
Well, for 2018, I think Josh Taylor has a great piece in the book about, quote, a path to 88 wins, unquote. And what we found is that if you can get around that number, you have a very good chance to be a wild card team. We saw with the Twins last year. So I think this team can win 80. Definitely has the talent to do so. I think people are sleeping on the left-handed power in this lineup. And, of course, there's a lot of asterisks against that statement. But with the pitching they have, it has taken some steps forward. And I really like what they've done with the bullpen. I think it's getting back to being a weapon like it was through 2013 through 2015. So I think that if a lot of things break right, they might be able to win those 10 extra games or so that might put them in serious contention for a wild card. But look, this team is not going to lose 100 games. This team is not going to lose 90. And I really think this team might not lose 75. I think that they could go, you know, between 80 and 85 wins, and if they break things break right, they could be in a contention for a wild card. I think this team is talented enough to do that.
And I know in talking to Kevin on the show a couple of times, he talked about the Super Bullpen and actually how that impacts the rotation, because what looks like they put together that Super Bullpen, it allows that pen with all the arms, and it may be slanted left-handed now as we're seeing, you know, Smoker has been good. And you know, a couple of the other lefties that brought in Sechrist, you know, he may be a big help to this bullpen aside from Feliz and Contos and Rivero and maybe Brault if he ends up in the bullpen instead of the rotation. But it allows maybe you're not then asking the starters, the young starters, which you're leaning on in the rotation, to go six innings. Five might be enough.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, let's get one thing right. A major league team's bullpen year in and year out takes on a different form each year. You know, what the bullpen you have at the beginning of the year will look very drastically different most times than the bullpen you have at the end of the year. But what I think people don't realize is what kind of a radical shift this bullpen is going through. In 2013 through 2015, the bullpen, while it was extremely effective with guys like Melanson and Grilly at the beginning of that run and so on and so forth, they were very effective getting guys out, but they actually ranked, I believe, 25th out of baseball in strikeout rate during that time frame. So they did not miss many at bats. Now, in today's game where power is so prevalent and, you know, a game can kind of swing at any moment, suddenly the Pirates bullpen is loading up on strikeout ability. You have Rivero, of course. Contos gets his share. Then you have these guys like Smoker and Leathersich and Seagrass coming in as well, who, you know, are kind of underrated in their strikeout ability. So I think it's a clear path towards missing bats is how Huntington has kind of push this bullpen towards, and I think that's a good adjustment for today's baseball. And if that comes through, and seeing we might get some contributions there in that regard from Tyler Glasnow, well, that's a huge knock on wood at this point. I think if that comes through, I think the Pirates bullpen can miss some bats, and if you can miss more bats at the end of the games, then, yeah, you have a little less hesitancy to take out your starter.
Yeah, and a guy you didn't mention there was Feliz, and I think he's averaging 13 strikeouts per nine. So, you know,
yeah.
There you go right there. You mentioned Glasnow, though. I'm really beginning to think that with his struggles continuing this spring, that there may be no choice. I mentioned this early on in the first hour of the show. In order to get to those 80 to 85 wins, as you mentioned, they can't kiss away games like they did last year in April and May. So they can't have any passengers. And quite frankly, right now, Tyler Glasnow looks to me, if they come north with him in the bullpen, he's a passenger.
Yeah, it's starting to become such a philosophical debate for me. I mean, you have this guy who, listen, he was obviously talented. He was a sixth-round pick. He worked his way up to being, you know, the top two or three right-handed pitching prospects in all of baseball, much less the Pirates system. So it's kind of frustrating to see that he just can't put it together. And you can think about it any different way you want. Sometimes he doesn't have a third pitch. Sometimes he can't find the strike zone. Sometimes he does, but it's very hittable and flat. He has his hammer curveball, but yet somehow can't throw that to punch out people. So I agree with you. I think that there's no way this team can filter away any wins at all. And with Glasnow, though, what good would sending him to AAA and watching him dominate for yet another year?
Yeah, none. But if he can't help you up here, you know, I don't know. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them carry anybody. I think everybody's got to earn a spot. I'm running out of time, Jason, but I want to ask you one thing. The guy who's going to be critical to this lineup and also defensively is Colin Moran. What are your thoughts on him at third base? So far this spring, he looks pretty good at the plate and, quite frankly, a little bit of a surprise in the field.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the arm to make all the throws. Let's get that right. His biggest question for him defensively, at least, was his footwork and just a little bit of athleticism that's, according to who he talked to, is a little bit lacking. But I like what I've seen so far, and I think that bat will play. Now, of course, the knock is, of course, small sample size. This guy has all 16 major league games to his credit. And people like to tell me when I kind of say, look out for Moran, that he did all this in the Pacific Coast League, which is very home run friendly. But what I say to those guys is the adjustment he made between 2016 and 2017 was in the PCL, and he increased his home run rate dramatically, increased his launch angle dramatically. And I think that will play at PNC Park. I really do.
Well, we're looking forward to the book, Pirates Guide, a complete field guide to the 2018 Pirates. And, Jason, you can find it, what, Amazon, ebooks, paperback, and anywhere else?
Yeah, just go to Amazon and search for Pirates Guide 2018. You'll find it there in paperback or Kindle ebook.
And we'll have to get with you sometime down the road, maybe when the Pirates break camp. It is great to hook up with you, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks, Jason.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tab.
All right, there he goes. Jason Rollison, who put together Pirates Guide for 2018, along with our good friend Kevin Cray from The Point of Pittsburgh. And you can find it. You're going to need it. It's a great book. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.